Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's do some investigative work. The next destination of Deshaun Watson, I think it's connected to one thing. I think of all the people that can do Nick Caserio a favor, I think Aaron Rodgers is at the top of the list. If Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver, this market for Deshaun Watson is going to intensify significantly. The question is, how strong of a chance is it that Aaron Rodgers plays football in Denver? Let's ask James Palmer of the NFL Network, used to work in this city, about that. Here he was on NFL Network earlier this morning talking about the chances of Rodgers arriving in Denver and helping Nick Caserio along the way.
I've talked to people inside the building who told me that it is a real possibility Aaron Rodgers could end up with the Denver Broncos. Broncos are a legitimate landing spot. Remember how aggressive George Payton has been at the quarterback spot and how he's talked about how aggressive he's going to be. And when they heard the news about Aaron Rodgers and his uncomfortable situation with the Green Bay Packers, they started kind of thinking about what a package would be if they were going to try to put something together for Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, the Packers on draft day weren't picking up the phone and talking about those discussions. But also comes into play their cap situation. Very few teams have the cap ability to land Aaron Rodgers. The Broncos do. They have the second most cap space in the NFL. And then a lot of teams would have to unload an expensive quarterback to make room for Aaron Rodgers. The Broncos don't have that. So they don't have these constraints that a lot of other teams have in landing Aaron Rodgers.
All right. So if that does happen, I think all of a sudden Las Vegas becomes aggressive because you have two out of the three MVPs that play the most important position of the last MVPs in your division in Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, and you have the reigning rookie of the year, Justin Herbert, in your division. You have a new stadium, you have a 10-year contract, and you're looked at as a quarterback guru. So you're not gonna bring a plastic spoon to a knife fight, if you're John Gruden. It's going to get aggressive, and I think the market's going to intensify. We'll get into the odds in a sec, J-Lo. Let's do that at 12:40, where Watson could end up. But let's do some investigative work. Let's just go through the teams and let's talk about why it would make sense for Deshaun Watson to end up there. And let's do it to some of the best investigative music of all time, in my opinion, for my money. You want to talk about traveling well with time. This travels
now, this
well
does.
With time. Let's do some investigative police work and try to figure out Deshaun Watson's next destination here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Now, I'm Eddie. You're the guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, you're that guy.
Why'd you make me that guy?
I'm Eddie. Go ahead. Philadelphia. Why does Philadelphia make sense?
Why are you making me that guy?
Go ahead.
Now, Philadelphia makes sense. Let me just say one thing first of what you just talked about. Deshaun Watson is going to get traded no matter what. Aaron Rodgers entering the mix.
I'm talking about getting the
most.
Yeah, entering. I'm talking about getting the most.
Aaron Rodgers entering the mix should make Texans fans very, very happy because of the price all of a sudden is going to be better. I like the Eagles' odds of landing Deshaun Watson. I would even, and the main reason is they can get another first-round pick. They'll have three first-round picks. All of a sudden they have a need. Who knows with Jalen Hurts. Now, I think the Eagles are probably the second-best odds if I had to give them in terms of landing Deshaun Watson.
The Eagles have the best chance. Why do the Eagles make sense?
Mm-hmm.
They have all the draft equity.
Right.
They need a quarterback.
Not tied in with Jalen Hurts as much as you would think.
Mike Vick, one of Deshaun Watson's childhood idols from the A.
Mm-hmm.
He revived his career in Philly. That's why Philly makes sense. Carolina. They picked up Sam Darnold's fifth-year option. Why would Carolina make sense for Deshaun Watson?
Well, I think that Sam Darnold is going to be someone that they're going to be committed to, but I mean, he's not Deshaun Watson. And behind that, I mean, I think they're somewhat of a long shot, 10 to 1 somewhere in that area, just because if Watson still becomes available, they'd still have interest, no question.
By the way, you're Judge Reinhold.
That's yeah, Judge Reinhold.
I'm Eddie.
Yeah.
I'll win that one, Piggy.
Judge Reinhold.
I'm opening the door now, okay?
Kind of a goofball.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm not a goofball.
Well. Washington football team. Why does the Washington football team make sense? I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate elite on one side of the ball, but lacking the most important thing that you need to win at a high level in the NFL. That defense is phenomenal, and it's only going to get better. But let's be honest, even in the most optimistic of optimistic situations for the Washington football team, they don't have their quarterback of the future on their current roster. So the Washington football team makes sense because you are a Deshaun Watson away from being a Super Bowl contender, especially if Chase Young continues to get good and that defense continues to do what it does. You're in a prime position right there. If you're Washington to acquire Deshaun Watson, you're immediately a Super Bowl contender.
They can make a stronger case for Deshaun Watson than Aaron Rodgers. Right now, most of the teams that fancy themselves contenders can make a stronger case for Aaron Rodgers, Broncos being a good example. But that's a young team. Chase Young's going to be in his second year. You get Deshaun Watson on that team in a very vulnerable division with Tom Brady old in Tampa and Aaron Rodgers maybe not even in the NFC anymore. I mean, you can become the NFC juggernaut.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. How many movies jacked Beverly Hills Cop layout afterwards?
Yeah.
Bad Boys? They stole
they definitely had set the, like, they
it's set almost the, every movie in the 90s watched, that's an action movie. Yeah.
I watched all three Beverly Hills Cops the other day, and I was just like, man, what a bunch of thieves out there. Absolute thieves.
Low down, dirty shame.
And mm-hmm. And it's when you can make this investigative music, that's impressive, because this is not investigative. This is like Rolling on X type music almost. The Houston Texans. Why would Deshaun Watson coming back to the Houston Texans make sense?
It doesn't.
Next. The Saints, New Orleans Saints, after the season, why would New Orleans make sense for Deshaun Watson?
I mean, Sean Payton has been kicking the tires on quarterbacks for 2 years, even though he wouldn't tell you that. There's been reports and rumors about him doing exactly that. And he's Sean Payton. I mean, you know, that would make a heck of a lot of sense. Move on from Jameis and absolutely Deshaun Watson after this year. They got to clear some cap space, though.
0880 on the text line says they once smoked with Christian and Miles Murphy and said they laugh just like their dad, Eddie. So I guess they smoked with Eddie Murphy's kids.
Yeah.
I'm opening the door now, okay?
That surprises me. Because my kids laugh nothing like I do. And I laugh nothing like my dad did.
Well, I would do it. You're not Eddie, though.
We had Charlie Murphy in studio.
Rest in peace.
And a while back, and he did kind of a somewhat similar laugh to Eddie, though.
I call him Gusto. Not everyone gets that reference. I call him Gusto. He's the original Gusto. I'm going to get some ass. 713-572-4610 if you know what I'm talking about. All right, Miami Dolphins. I think this is a long list. Why does Miami make sense for Deshaun Watson as we try to investigate Watson's next destination?
I think they make the most sense. Draft picks. New regime, new general manager, new head coach.
He wants to be there.
It's a place that he can be insulated somewhat. He'll be welcomed with open arms. Young team, big-time wide receivers. I mean, how far down the list you want to go? I think it's the most likely a destination for Deshaun.
Minnesota. They're not paying, spoiler alerts, they're not paying Kirk Cousins $45 million in 2022, okay? That's not going to happen. They drafted Kellen Mond. Kellen Mond's not going to prevent them from getting Deshaun Watson if they can get Deshaun Watson. No disrespect to the Aggies. That's just the reality. Why would Minnesota make sense? Furthermore, why would Deshaun Watson want to go to Minnesota? I think the no trade clause is a little bit more loose than it once was.
Yeah.
But Minnesota.
You get cold like Minnesota.
Yeah, I put them, their odds are a lot higher, actually, just because it's going to have to be after the season. I just frankly don't think it's going to be after the season when he's traded.
Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger, final year, Pittsburgh. Would Pittsburgh make sense for Deshaun Watson?
I think it would. Long-term contract for Tomlin, players coach. I think he would protect Deshaun, but it's not going to happen anytime soon either. Roethlisberger is going to be there this year.
Pittsburgh's going to be in an interesting spot when Roethlisberger retires because you have Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. You have Joey Burrow in Cincinnati, and you have Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. So they're going to be in an interesting spot when that does happen. I think the team that would make the most sense if Aaron Rodgers does go to the Broncos, I think Las Vegas is the team to look out for. And if Las Vegas doesn't get Deshaun Watson, I think they are going to jack up the price significantly to where other teams are going to have to give up more, because as soon as Rodgers goes to Denver, Las Vegas going to be balls deep in.
You think John Gruden's going to let that happen without a fight for Deshaun? You think John Gruden would let that happen, have to face those three quarterbacks, no matter what he says about Derek Carr, without trying to make a run at Deshaun?
No. They're going to be all in. They're going to have all their balls, all their chips on the table.
Yep.
They will be all in on Deshaun Watson, they being the Las Vegas Raiders. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610. That is the investigative report. Also, Will Fuller in Miami. There's a lot of potential, the go-to receivers that Deshaun Watson could find. There's some interesting ones on this list as well. So keep an eye on that. That's the investigative work. Deshaun's next destination right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Success. How do you define it? What is the definition of success? What does success look like for the Texans in 2021? In the Loop continues next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Cal McNair's on the links. Playing some golf. Houston Texans Foundation Golf Tournament going. You can
see he is very smart.
Mark Schlereth lurking. Wade Phillips, by the way. Major violation on the golf course.
What happened?
Major violation on the golf course. Casario's out there doing his thing. He's got some dirty-ass golf shoes. Might need some new ones. Cal McNair wearing shorts and a long-sleeve
shirt
underneath.
And he's wearing a long-sleeve shirt underneath.
Yeah, and he's wearing some loafers with, like, some white socks showing. David Coley looks like he's ready to coach. He's wearing his coaching gear. He's got the pullover and the wind pants and the blue shoes. I mean, it might as well be Sunday in September for David Coley.
All about being a Texan.
Why is he wearing a vest in the draft, by the way? A down vest.
Stylish.
No, it's stylish. Not here. It's not.
Mark Berman on the green lurking. Wade Phillips, by the way, wearing jorts on the golf course.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jorts?
No, for him. He doesn't care anymore. What does he care about your
jean shorts on the golf course?
Sure,
that's
man.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? All right. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. There we go.
Coley looks like he knows what he's doing.
No, he looks like he's about to coach a football game.
He looks like a golfer.
That's what he looks
That's
like.
That's what they call a situation of football at times. Or
Yeah, I don't know about this.
We'll get you some quotes from there soon. I don't know what Cal is going to have to say, but, man, he's got an interesting look on the golf course.
He is very smart.
But shirt underneath Cal McNair doesn't care because he is very rich. We got details on how rich he is in the 1 o'clock hour. Vanessa Richardson, by the way, talking to Cal McNair at the golf tournament. She said, Cal said there's more turnover than there's ever been, both business side and on the roster, but he says that can be a good thing and everyone is gelling together. Nick Caserio echoed saying it's been a, quote, seamless transition during his time as general manager.
I mean, it can be. It can also not be. I mean, it's we'll see. We'll get that, and you'll hear it here, of course. But, yeah, there's been a lot of turnover. We expected it. It could be good. It could be bad. That's basically what they're saying.
How do you measure success, though? I mean, I want a tangible way to measure success because it's not like the last few years where you're hoping the Texans turn the corner. How I would measure success for the Texans in 2021, I want at least six, I would say seven of these free agent signings. I want these guys to be guys that you're comfortable having on your two deep. The two rookies that you drafted on offense to show signs of being contributors moving forward. But I want seven of these 40 guys signed for you to feel comfortable with them being on the two deep next season. Then you can churn the bottom of the roster again. But that would be my measurement of success. Seven of those guys, and then your two guys, your receiver and your tight end, those guys being guys that look like they can contribute in the future.
I think I would measure it more. I'm not even counting Davis Mills. I want to see Nico Collins and Brevin Jordan prove to me that they're going to be here 3 years and beyond, 4 years, 5 years, just because I feel like you're not going to win. I mean, you're not going to win enough, I should say, this year. So you need guys that are going to be able to be there when you win more. And as far as like the free agents, I mean, there's just not a lot of – you have to find – you said what, six or seven?
Seven guys on the two deep. I'm not saying starters. Seven guys that you feel can be rotational guys.
Not necessarily just new faces.
I'm talking even free agents. I would like to see a Minihu do something, but if Shaq Lawson is someone you feel good about – being on the 2D, maybe a couple of these offensive linemen, like those types of guys, the linebackers. I'm looking more on the defensive side of things. All these linebackers, DNs that you're bringing in, if seven of these guys, and who knows, maybe Marcus Cannon or mm-hmm. Britt or something like that, if these guys you feel good about on the 2D, let's say Conley, the wide receiver, let's say he shows some signs. That's the way in which I'm measuring this.
Yeah.
The churning of the roster, which I think is going to be a theme for Nick Casario. There aren't going to be as many lingers. Seven guys on the two deep next year would be my measurement of success.
Yeah, you mentioned Cannon. That's an interesting one. Yeah. I'm with you. I think six or seven would be good on top of the two rookies, not the quarterback, becoming guys that can be there down the road. I mean, you got to take a screenshot of the two deep right now because look back in 3 years and it's going to be – completely different, but you're hoping some of those familiar faces hang.
The ultimate sign of success is really just how much you get for Deshaun Watson and if you're able to trade him.
Yes.
And I mean, that might not be measured in season. That might be an off-season thing. We might see a situation where he's on the roster all year, but that's going to be the ultimate sign of success, something that they can't really even control at this point. Now, you can decide when you're going to trade Deshaun Watson and what you're going to get, but the ultimate measure of success, no matter what happens on that field, is if you're getting a good haul for Deshaun Watson and you're getting assets and resources to rebuild your team. That's really the number one sign of success, which is basically put on hold right now with all the other stuff going on and all the moving parts.
Yeah, because what you're looking at is your entire future rests on what you get back from Deshaun Watson because you really don't have a lot of picks next year. I mean, if you're thinking, okay, well, he signed a bunch of guys for 2 or 3 year contracts, and he's going to sit out the entire year. It rests on what you get for him. So that's why, you know, all these things that we're talking about, you've got to get those picks sooner than later so you know what you're working with.
The updated Watson odds coming up at 12:35 right here on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on Reaction Monday. Corey, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, Landry, I want you to be Ropey Pep Hamilton, and I want the OG to be Nick Casario.
Okay.
Stay on the Packers GM, right, and we trade Aaron Rodgers to Denver. And they give us next year's first and second round pick, plus they give us their first round pick after that. So now we have avoided quarterback, and who can say that I want to get inside the Deshaun Watson Derby too. So, OG, I'm going to offer you Jordan Love, Denver's first and second round pick next year, and their first round pick the year after that, plus our first and second round next year. Would you take the deal?
So he's offering four firsts, a second, and Jordan Love.
EA Sports.
100%.
So you're Nick Casario.
I care about picks, man. I care about
picks. And Jordan Love's probably better than any – I don't know. I don't know much
I don't know
about
if he's
Jordan
better or not.
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, but he's a young guy, and you got him and Davis Mills going at it. So
yes.
100%.
Now, am I supposed to do a Pep Hamilton impression?
Yeah, what was your role play there?
I'm Pep Hamilton, he said. So do I got to do like a Pep Hamilton impression?
Yeah, do a Pep Hamilton impression. Please don't. For the love of God.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt that one. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I don't know what – I got to think, though, that Green Bay, I don't. Their cap situation is weird. I think it's actually really bad, and that's part of their issues. This offseason, that was part of their issue. But you got to think they like Jordan Love. I mean, they traded up to get the guy when they had Aaron Rodgers.
They had Aaron Rodgers and drafted Jordan Love. I mean, I would hope they somebody there likes him with some power.
So there's no way that they would do that, right?
For Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
They'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but they got to love Jordan Love, right? And they got to love draft picks.
You can love him from afar. Love him in a Houston uniform if you get Deshaun Watson.
Well, I keep going back to the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Las Vegas Raiders are going to be the team that's. I think they're gonna have to be one of those teams that's going to give up multiple drafts that I always talk about because they're gonna they just have their traditional picks. They just have the traditional selections, but they're gonna have to go multiple drafts if they want to get Watson. You can't sit there if you're the Raiders. You might as well not show up next year if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Broncos. And I know that any given Sunday BS that we always hear is a thing. And I know, you know, it takes all 53 to win. And it's not just about one guy. And we saw Deshaun Watson go 4-12, despite having a historic year for the Texans. But if the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, the Broncos have Aaron Rodgers, and the Chargers have Justin Herbert, if you're the Raiders and you're going to go out there with Derek Carr or something else, you might as well just not show up. You might as well just take your ass to the casino instead of going to that new nice stadium in Las Vegas because you're fighting a losing battle.
And let's keep that in mind, too. You have a brand new stadium. You have Las Vegas. You're going to be there. And, I know you're going to have more than any other team in the NFL, you're going to have visiting fans going to your games. But nevertheless, it's the Raiders, man. And that pride is at stake. Starting with Mark Davis and John Gruden and Mike Mayock are not far behind. I mean, they're going to have a big ego hit. They're absolutely the best thing that can happen to Texans fan is Aaron Rodgers going to Denver.
And you mentioned ego. I mean, that's the thing too. Yes, that those are two huge egos. John Gruden, QB Camp TV,
and Mark Davis,
all that. Mark Davis, new owner,
Mayock
trying to start something. Start basically his own legacy. Following his father's death, which was a long time ago, but I mean, this is his new legacy. This is his new stadium. They just built the stadium last year. They didn't get fans in it, and now all of a sudden you have a new one. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Packers, that market is going to be intense. They might not take no for an answer.
Yeah,
the Raiders. They be in the Raiders. That is going to intensify the market.
What's that
going to
do for Miami? What's that going to do for the Philly. Eagles? Yeah, what's it going to do for anybody that wants to get into the race?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Why Cal McNair doesn't give a damn what you have to say about the Texans organization coming up at 1 o'clock. But coming up next, the OG Deshaun Watson destination odds next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, the updated Watson odds per the OG, 713-572-4610. Let's start with a team that's gained a lot of steam in the last couple of months, a team that has potentially three first-round picks in the 2022 NFL draft, assuming Carson Wentz plays 75% of the snaps. The City of Brotherly Love. Deshaun Watson's odds, according to John Lopez, place your wagers at Lopez on Sports. He will be your bookie. Philadelphia, what are the odds Deshaun Watson ends up in Philadelphia to revive his career, much like one of his childhood heroes and current mentors, Mike Vick, did once upon a time ago after spending time in prison because of the dog fighting?
Yeah, channeling Sean Pendergast here, I was looking at this based on a really, really dumb set of odds that Peter King put up on his column. We're not going to go there, but...
You just did.
No, I'm not going to give you his odds. I'm just going to say it was a dumb thing that he did, the odds. I'm going to say 5-1. If you want a spoiler alert, that is the second best odds on the board. That I think the Eagles are in the mix. I think they're thick in the mix, and I think they're going to try to get Deshaun Watson 5-1. Also, because
it's 20%.
I think they've got a chance of getting it done sooner rather than later too, and that's key for the Texans. get those draft picks, know where they're going, and get out from under the Deshaun cloud.
20% chance Deshaun Watson ends up in Philadelphia with the Eagles per John Lopez. Let's get a little country.
All right.
This is a song that I like. I don't think that feeling is shared by my two coworkers.
Who sings it?
In the studio? I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
Some country girl.
Well, you really like this song, I can tell.
Don't have to know who sings it to enjoy it. Carolina. The odds that Deshaun Watson goes to Carolina. Give me the odds, J-Lo.
I think Carolina is one of those that's interested, maybe not as able or really willing, considering the contract that they gave or the extension they gave Sam Darnold. They picked that up. I'm going to say 10 to 1. I think they're in the mix, but probably a little bit longer odds.
So it's not a coin toss?
Not a coin toss at all.
Coin toss in this song. That's a hell of a way to cover. She's not saying like heads Las Vegas, tails California. She's not saying heads Texas, tails Louisiana, heads Carolina, tails California. That's a hell of a range there. That's a that's a lot of ground covered with one coin.
Joe D. Messina.
Never heard of her.
I wonder if she's related to Mike Messina.
Probably not.
Do they call her Moose?
Probably not.
Hey, Moose, sing that song.
So you got 20% Philly, 10% Carolina. What about heading to the nation's capital? Ron Rivera and the Washington football team.
Welcome to the District of Columbia.
Another interesting one here. Probably would have to be, well, first of all, they need a quarterback. They are a quarterback away from getting it done, because with that defense, they can absolutely get it done in that conference. Tom Brady's going to be on the way out eventually. Aaron Rodgers seems to be on the way out.
Are you sure?
Not a whole lot. I mean, who knows with Atlanta? You know, the NFC is up for the grabs, and they have a great, great defense. They're in the mix. I'm going to give them just a tick better than the Panthers. I'm going to say 9-1 odds.
9-1.
I changed my mind on that. I had them even with the Panthers. I think they're slightly better than the Panthers.
It's about 11%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's light up. Let's twist up. Use your piece if you want. However you want to do it. Let's get Mile High. Denver. Aaron Rodgers appears to be the target of the Broncos. James Palmer has said as much on NFL Network. We thought they would be in on Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson apparently intrigued by what they have to offer per former Texan Kareem Jackson. They just appear to be going in a different direction. We've seen what Denver's done in the past. Brought in Peyton Manning, revived his career. Could they do the same with Aaron Rodgers? Three of the best quarterbacks of all time going to Denver, trying to win Super Bowls. What are the odds that Denver... Obviously, they would have to whiff on getting Aaron Rodgers. What are the odds that Denver lands Deshaun Watson?
I think the Broncos prefer Aaron Rodgers. I think they got a better shot at Aaron Rodgers. But that doesn't mean they don't need a quarterback and wouldn't go after Deshaun Watson if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. Keep in mind, the Packers are standing, you know, fast. They're standing firm on that they're not going to do anything. Who knows? I'm going to say 10-1. That's probably better odds than you would suspect because they're so hot and heavy on Aaron Rodgers. But that doesn't mean Aaron Rodgers is going to come, and they still need a quarterback. I mean, they've got Drew Lock.
New Orleans is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Noya. Deshaun Watson and Sean Payton as a duo after the 2021 season. What are the odds of that per the OG John Lopez?
I want to hear a little bit of this first.
Hold on, I got you.
I'm telling you.
Hold on. Cash Money Records. Ready? Taking over for 99-2000. Shout out to Athletes First. Shout outs to David Mulligetta. Oh, you want a quarterback? Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm here for it, man. I am here for it. 100%. I love the beat. I like the way it started.
I think I could have done a little Juvie freestyle there.
Well,
yeah, I think I could have had it.
I'm sitting down. I'm not in a hurry.
I think I could have had it. Replay that one more time.
No, here we go. Here we go.
I gotta get the real words first, though.
Mm-hmm. Athletes first, taking over.
All right, start. I got you. Oh, shout out to my man Rusty Harden. Athletes first, taking over for the 2021-2022. David Mulligetta, let's get it. Oh, you want a quarterback? Yeah. I'm back, yeah. Saying girls back up, yeah. That's right. Does Sean about to spin it? Yeah. Get it? Yeah. I'm going to hit it? Yeah. Hit it? Yeah. It's consensual. Yeah, yeah. No Rusty Harden here. Yeah, yeah. I can spin it with the ball. Yeah. Make it say yeah. Heading to the no. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
What are the odds?
That's awesome. You threw me for a loop there, but I loved it. I'm going to say 15-1 he ends up in New Orleans. Even though, only because it's going to, for him to go to New Orleans, it has to be after the season. It has to be after this coming season. They got a lot of cap to work through. They got a lot of, you know, football to work through, Jameis, et cetera.
That would be a good situation for him because they have a very good roster minus the quarterback right now.
Imagine him and Kamara? Come on, man.
Michael Thomas?
Playing for Sean Payton? Michael Thomas?
Embrace?
But it's not going to happen until 2022 offseason.
That's a put it off.
That's why I made it 15-1.
Type of situation. MIA, 305. Deshaun Watson, he's wanted to go to Miami. He rode Lamborghinis in Miami. Could Deshaun end up in Miami? The 305? You got to be kidding me. Shut up.
Hey, we're going to let the Bay deal with you. Mm-hmm. MIA style. Old school.
This has been the team that we looked at the very beginning, and according to many, this is where Deshaun Watson wants to go. Will Fuller's there. Brian Flores is there. 10-win team last year. You've said to keep an eye on this destination. Peter King has said as much as well. What are the odds Deshaun ends up in Miami? I got to think this is your favorite.
Remains my favorite, right? Better than the Philadelphia Eagles, which I had at 5-1. I still have the Dolphins at 3-1. They've been in it from the beginning. They still have the same needs. They still have a brand new coach, brand new relatively general manager, getting the work done. They want to set their mark. They've got two wide receivers. They've added a wide receiver in the draft that's going to be able to help the next quarterback. And I don't think they have they got the assets to trade. And I don't think they have the confidence in Tua that they're letting on. I still say Dolphins at 3-1 are your favorites.
Dude, the high school band in this video, just ridiculous.
High school bands play this song, right?
All right, so Miami, paradise. Minnesota, not paradise. Peter King, I'm surprised Minnesota even came up. I haven't even thought about Minnesota. But Peter King had Deshaun Watson getting cold like Minnesota. What are the odds that Deshaun Watson goes to Miami per the OG John Lopez?
You mean Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm going to say 50-1. Again, he's got a no trade. Now, I think the no trade is a lot more flexible than it was. It's more of a guideline than a rule for him right now. A lot more flexible than it was in the past. But I just don't see him ending up with the Vikings. I'm going to say 50-1.
50.
50.
2%.
You see 50 Cent all over town?
He's all over.
He's been doing everything.
All over.
I saw him with a stringer of redfish.
I got a good idea for the Astros, but, you know, got to get at him.
50 just walked by in our hallway here.
He was in I talked to Aaron Wilson, formerly of the Houston Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
He's working out where Aaron Wilson works out. I won't say where because I don't want to put his business out there, but apparently he's going to become a member at the gym.
Yeah. Well, he's been doing everything else. I see him at the rodeo.
He's not as jacked as he used to be.
So I'm fishing. So I'm in front of the Astrodome. Which, by the way, that picture in front of the Astrodome, he would have to be like 30 feet tall for that to be real.
Biggie, you think 50 Cent still works out a lot?
I think so. Maybe he might be doing something for a movie role or something.
I don't think he works out a lot anymore. You know why?
Why?
Because all a dude really need is a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Not a lot.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger's last year with the Steelers. Could Deshaun Watson be wearing black and yellow? What are those odds, according to Deshaun, the OG John Lopez?
Black and yellow, black and yellow, Deshaun. 15-1, better odds than you would suspect. I think if this goes into next year, which I don't think it will, but if it does go into next year, I think the best odds for him to land in the 2022 offseason is Pittsburgh's right there with anybody else. You know, who knows what's going to end up with Miami. They might still be in the hunt. Washington might still be in the hunt. Saints are definitely going to be in the hunt. But with Mike Tomlin there, with a contract extension, Ben, I mean, the job is wide open after this year. I could, and the tradition of the Steelers, I could see him absolutely going there.
Here's a bonus.
15-1.
What is Las Vegas? I was surprised they didn't even make Peter King's board. Like, they're not even on his radar.
And I kind of dropped the ball there because he had the field at 35-1, which is pretty good odds. I mean, pretty bad odds,
I mean,
should say.
I mean, if you're just going on everything, I mean, yeah. I'll put 200 on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's pretty bad
or
odds.
20, I mean.
I'm going to say the field is 50-1, but excluding Vegas. Vegas is probably in that 15-1 range as well right now. They have Derek Carr, but Aaron Rodgers ends up there, as you've been talking about. I think it could absolutely improve those odds.
So there's the odds. Deshaun Watson's future destinations. I think there are a few of these that would only be post-season. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Texans do handle this and how the NFL reacts and what the NFL decides that they're going to do with the Deshaun Watson situation. How does the NFL handle this? If they don't find anything and there's a settlement, I do wonder what the suspension can be.
Like, how do they handle it?
How does the Players Association react? The NFL's reaction is going to be interesting. Obviously, it's almost like levels, like level one. I'm not trying to turn this into Mario Brothers, but assuming that there's no criminal charges, level one, you're going to have to settle.
Mm-hmm.
Level two, June 1st is going to have to come, and June 1st is coming no matter what.
That's a magic date right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to have to come, and then you're going to have the NFL make their decision. And then there's a lot of other variables that are different levels as to how stuff happens. Like, how does Jalen Hurts look? If Jalen Hurts has like a Lamar Jackson type second year after having limited time, then Philadelphia is out.
That's one of the things I'm saying. Like, who knows? We're going to know on Tua as well. You know, after this year, if you wait till the off season, I mean, does the field of suitors really grow? I think Las Vegas might be more in the hunt. Washington might be more in the hunt because they're just going to need quarterbacks. Pittsburgh's going to be more in the hunt, but Miami might fall off because they might find something in Tua. Maybe there's, you know, the Panthers with Sam Darnold. It's like, don't even think about it. We got our guy, et cetera. So, I mean, I don't think this is going to happen, but the Vikings find a quarterback in Kellen Mond.
They could. I mean, they drafted him for a reason. They drafted him because it's definitely not going to be Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins will not be there unless they do some sort of new contract or something like that. Mm-hmm. For what he's set to make, he's not going to be there. We know with 100% certainty that Ben Roethlisberger is probably not going to be with the Steelers in 2022.
Right.
But you look at all these other teams that we're talking about with Deshaun Watson. If Jalen Hurts emerges, take the Eagles off the list. If Sam Darnold does his thing, take the Panthers off the list. Taylor Heineke in Washington, take them off the list. Denver, I mean, are we counting on Teddy Bridgewater and Locke?
Yeah.
What if Jameis Winston just revives his career in New Orleans and all of a sudden you're talking about Sean Payton and Jameis Winston being a perfect marriage off the list?
More often than not, you really should be patient when it comes to professional sports, not just the NFL. You know, get a good gauge of things, field all the offers, do all your research, take your time, be measured, be deliberate, make the right decision. Sometimes when that big time potential offer is staring you in the face, just take it, man. Just take it. That's why I don't think it's going to go into the next offseason.
8880 on the text line brings up another squad, and this goes back to the field. The Giants, New York Giants.
I think they're in the hunt. That's a great point by 8880.
I don't believe in Daniel Jones. I think the Giants will be in a very, very between a rock and a hard place with Daniel Jones after this year.
I think that's a great point, and I should have thought of it myself. I think they're in the mix at some point. Plus, it's New York.
And he wanted to, I mean, he was flirting with New York, or at least his business manager, Brian Burney, or whatever, was throwing out the New York thing. So I think the Giants are another thing. I think this all goes back to the reason that this talk's even intensifying with us, because we weren't talking about this for 2 months when the Tony Busby was putting out a statement every other day, and it seemed like there were four new accusers each day. It's kind of died down, so it seems like we could be heading towards a settlement. So that's why the trade talk is only intensifying. If we were still in the middle of this legal stuff, I mean, it would be, we didn't know what the hell was going on there for a minute. And again, that could still change. But I think all signs point to what we started 2021 talking about, that reemerging as the season goes on. What do we hear from Deshaun Watson? Is it going to be reset? I'm assuming that after this happens, it's going to be, I want to resume my football career, but I want to do it somewhere else. We'll hear from Deshaun Watson, and then Texans will have to make their decision. Now, who knows? Maybe the Texans and Deshaun Watson are talking now, and they're going to be on the same page, at least somewhat, to where they know how to handle this situation, how they want to handle it publicly when it comes to potentially trading Deshaun.
I mean, who knows how they're going to handle it? I do feel that, you know, what they're doing right now is they're trying to be patient, and right now they should be, because let's see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. But if things start to pick up pace here as you get toward the season, you got to be able to act on that. Texter said, you know, brought up the point where we were talking 7-3 last week, where I don't think that's a good enough sample size. I'm talking about, like, for a rookie quarterback.
With Davis Mills.
Yeah, like for a rookie quarterback that's drafted in the third round. Kellen Mond, whatever they believe, maybe he's going to play 12 games. Maybe 14 games if Kirk Cousins gets hurt or something. That's a whole different scenario, which I did point out. You know, if he does play more than 6 to 8 games, you might be able to find something out on him.
There are just a lot of moving parts here, and it's only going to get more and more interesting as the silence continues, as the offseason continues. And 3 weeks from now is really the day to look at when it comes to a realistic Deshaun Watson trade for the Houston Texans. 3 weeks from now, business going to pick up. 2 days from now, schedule going to be released. We got some nugs about that schedule release, as well as an annual piece of information that came out last week that basically tells me and all the loopholes and all the Texans fans, F your feelings. Cal McNair is rich, bitch. Beep, beep, next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.